Joining us on the live line is Dennis Covert, president of Honor Flight Northeast Indiana, and we've got an unfortunate update to pass along to anyone who was looking to take an Honor Flight next month. First of all, good morning, Dennis. Thank you for taking some time with us today.
Yes, thank you, Darren. Thank you for having me.
So I got the news yesterday, and we wanted to have you on today to kind of talk about this. Honor Flight has canceled their two fall flights that were planned for next month, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what kind of led to that decision.
Well, basically, it goes back to COVID and the challenges that that has presented to everybody to fly or travel safely. And it's sort of become a domino effect. One thing affected something else. And our priority has always been for the Honor Flights. We have three priorities. It's safety, safety, safety. And we wanted to be able to make sure that we could conduct these flights, take the veterans to Washington, and do it safely. We do have to remind ourselves that most of the veterans going on these honor flights are in their 80s and 90s and may have some other health issues as well. So it was a difficult decision. It wasn't a decision that we wanted to make. I think it was certainly a disappointment for everybody, but we felt it was in the best interest.
Now, this has been going on for a couple of years now with the pandemic, and I know that it's obviously you guys want to make the right choice, the safest choice for your veterans. So where do we go from here moving forward? The veterans who were set to fly out next month, what happens to their flights?
Well, we'll schedule spring flights of 2022. We always do four flights a year, April, May, September, October. So we will move these two October flights to spring of 2022, and we'll automatically reconfirm and rebook those veterans who were scheduled to go.
Okay. Has the pandemic hurt your organization financially at all? Because I know that these flights are provided for free for the veterans, but not even being able to take the flights, I'm sure that that's had some kind of an impact.
Well, we've been very lucky here in Fort Wayne. The Fort Wayne community, entire Fort Wayne community, has been great. And I think I can say safely that everybody likes Honor Flight, and the community support has continued. We just had a group up at Hamilton Lake that did a fundraiser over the past weekend, and they were able to raise a substantial amount of money for us that would pay for about 25 veterans to go on an Honor Flight. So that was a big event, and so we continue to get community support. I'd also like to just point out and give some special thanks and recognition to the Air National Guard Base. We've been flying out of the Air Guard Base for 10 years. They host us every morning. We have a big breakfast send-off there. Volunteers from the Air Guard Base help load the plane, and they've just been tremendous and worked with us all the way through. And another great host has been the Fort Wayne International Airport, because when we return in the evenings, we come back to Fort Wayne International Airport, and they help us arrange an absolutely terrific, fantastic reception for the veterans. And anybody who's been out there to the airport for those homecomings knows about it, and Pat Miller certainly knows about it because he promotes it a lot on your station.
Yeah. Pat's a big Honor Flight fan. Everyone here, frankly, in the building is an Honor Flight fan, and I have never heard a single cross word or a negative word about the organization. It's a fantastic way to help honor our veterans who have served to be able to see those memorials in D.C. Well, I know that we're running short on time. I hope that we can get a handle on the pandemic sooner rather than later so y'all can resume your work and getting these veterans to see these memorials that were built in their honor. If people want to know more about Honor Flight Northeast Indiana, maybe they want to support you, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can call me at the Honor Flight phone, and that's 260-633-0049. They can go to our website, hfnei.org. It's easy to use, and we're happy to provide any more information.
Podcasts by Federated Media.